You're listening to Radio TAB across Tasmania, South Australia, the Northern Territory and Queensland.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome along to the Tasmanian segment of the Greyhound Show. It's been another big week around the state, starting off with the Breeders' Classic Series in Launceston on Monday night. To tell us all about it, Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
I'm good, Shane.
Now, it was a night dominated by the Winburn Syndicate.
It certainly was. There were four heats. A bit disappointing there weren't more dogs for the whole series, but that's how it goes sometimes. Scott Bryan and Ben England between them won three of the four heats, with Winburn Rush in 30.07, Winburn Wizard in 30.04, and Winburn Chaos, he fronted up and was pretty impressive in 30.06. There wasn't half a length between those three. And the fourth heat winner was Ted Medhurst's Homewood, which went 29.97. So all in all, there was only a length and a half between the four heat winners, and I think luck in the final is going to play a very big role there.
Well, it's coming up with an interesting box draw, because the Winburns have drawn box one, Winburn Rush, box three, Winburn Chaos, box five, Winburn Wizard. So they've got the odd numbers. And then we've got the other heat winner, Homewood, in box number two for the Medhurst Kennel. High Sierra qualified through to the final at big odds at $29 by running second. Top line star was well supported and finished up just sneaking through into the final with a second to Winburn Chaos. It's drawn box six, and Aroma Pache out in box number eight for Shane Whitney ran second to Winburn Wizard, who dashed past the favourite early. So it is a great final coming up. That is race six on the card tomorrow night in Launceston. The other feature of the card, Greg, was the performance of Jeff the Tipster in the medley final.
Yes, he just keeps winning, doesn't he? Admittedly, this series fell away virtually before it started, so he was a brilliant winner of his 600 heat, 700 heat, but the quality of his win in the final was that he ran 42.86, which was significantly quicker than the 43.0 something that he ran the week before. Look, he's just a professional dog, all tracks, all distances, and, you know, Russell Watts always seems to have a Jeff the Tipster in his kennel, doesn't he?
Devonport on Tuesday, big day for the Gary Johnson kennel.
Yes, Gary finished the day with a real, you know, rush. He won race seven with Blue McCool, which was a good effort because it was resuming from an injury-enforced let-up. He won the second last with Buckle Up Brett, which stormed home to win. And then Daggy's Gift put up a very good effort in the last race to run down Ripped Surf, which looked like it had the race in its keeping. So, you know, Gary's got a very big team, and you'd expect him to be very competitive at Devonport, his home track, and he certainly was.
Now, I thought the run of the day was that of Red Nitro for Steve Hutton, the first leg of the quaddie, running 25.55. That was a great effort.
Absolutely brilliant performance. It came to Tasmania as a maiden for Stephen Hutt, and not only a maiden, but a maiden that had carried some baggage with upsetting the stewards in Victoria. Ran a very good second at its first start in Tasmania a couple of weeks ago, and as you said, its win on Tuesday was brilliant. Let's hope that Stephen can keep that dog in that form, because he win a lot more.
Now, Brendan Purcell, how about Thursday night? A far from despicable night for Brendan.
Absolutely. He had a few runners, but he ended up with three winners and nearly made it four in the last race. He had two newcomers to Tasmania, one in the juvenile called Despicable Ben, which won running away in 26.21. He had one in the all-age maiden heat called Despicable Matt, which similarly won in a runaway fashion by 10 and 3 quarters, posting 26.36. His brilliant sprinter, Baines Lane, overcame a bad start, a bad draw, and a brilliant field to win in 26.01. He's elevated himself to one of the star dogs in the state, that fella. And then Alana, in the last race, looked like she might have had a match-winning lead at one stage. You would have given Brendan four, but Painted Dotty for Mick Stringer came with a barnstorming finish, and to 26.06 at the end of the night was very, very quick.
He's quickly gaining a bit of a reputation as a gun trainer.
Oh, he certainly is. He keeps quality stock. He just seems to do everything very logically, and he's obviously got a great rapport with dogs. You know, the game needs new blood, and he's injected a fair bit of it.
Yeah, we need a great rapport with a greyhound to follow. Greg, you've been on a winning run for about 8.5 years, so let's get another one this week.
Well, Champagne Bound for Ingrid Watkins had its first start in Hobart Thursday night. It wasn't forgotten in the betting. Was very unlucky after missing a start in the happy 65th birthday, Alan Green. He's been the curator at Hobart for a very long time and does
Alan's
a wonderful job.
Alan's not 65, surely.
Well, they might be lying in the paper, I'm not sure, but Champagne Bound certainly will be winning a juvenile in coming weeks.
Maybe once, but not anymore. All right, Greg, thanks very much for that. We'll catch you again next week.
Okay.
This is Radio TAB.
Big program coming up tomorrow night in Launceston. Have a look at the quaddie leagues and find a best bet for us. It's a very good morning to Rick Puccinelli. How are you, Rick?
Very well, Shane.
Had the week off last week, had the feet up, so we want you back punching from the hip today. So what about the first league of the quaddie? Some good runners drawn out wide on the track in this one.
Yeah, Shane, I think the winner might come from a wide draw. As you well know, I'm not a lover of Box 8 at Launceston, but Chosen Jewel's got a very good record from Box 8. I think she's the way to go. 7 Cruiser Gibbs got a very good chance, got a good record on the track. It's only had 2 starts for 2, a win and a second. Thought it had a good chance. 4 Crazy Wild was spotted on Thursday night, running home very, very well in a very good field. He's got a chance. And I thought number 1, Pendlebury. Thought its run at Devonport was very good. It's got a chance. 8-7-4-1.
Race number 6 on the card is the final of the Breeders' Classic, and the heat winners all looked pretty impressive last week.
They were, Shane. Look, I've really got this down to the box draw. I don't think there's a lot between, you know, from 1 to 8. I don't think there's a lot between them on time-wise and ability-wise. But I just went 1 Winburn Rush because of the draw and she might hold the lead. 2 Homewood was very impressive last week. 3 Winburn Chaos. I thought its win from Box 8 was very good and it's very, very strong. And 5 Winburn Wizard. 1, 2, 3, and 5, but I could be wrong.
So you put all the heat winners in there in the placings. 1, 2, 3, 5, the third leg. Well, Mystic Falls hasn't had a lot of luck of late and ran third to Winburn Wizard last week.
Yeah, Shane, I've gone with Mystic Falls. I think she's clearly the one to beat. I do think it's Kennelmate in High Caution's clearly second pick. I think Baines Lane's third pick and I think fourth pick's Clubfoot. And I'd be absolutely shattered if the winner didn't come out of those 4 tips. 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well, we don't want to see that. Now, in the final leg, race number 8, Winburn Blazers come up with the red box, had absolutely no luck last week.
Yeah, went good, Shane. Box 1's a big advantage. I've got it clearly on top. 2 Estelle Fire, it's drawn near the fence, and just forget it went round last week. It ran 6, just forget it went round. Then I've gone out wide. I went 7 Lonely Road and 8 Off and Running. 1, 2, 7, and 8.
1, 2, 7, and 8. So that makes the quaddie for tomorrow night in Launceston in the first leg. 8, 7, 4, 1. Second leg, 1, 2, 3, 5. Third leg, 2, 3, 4, 5. Last leg, 1, 2, 7, 8. Can you find another Winburn for us as a best bet?
Yeah, I've actually gone into race 9, Shane, into number 7, Kawasaki Rose. Look, if seeing's believing, last week again went 29.89 on the clock. Beat Painted Dotty. Painted Dotty's come out on Thursday night and made the form very, very good. The only little query I've got is it might not lead hard as nails, but I think it can sit second and still win. Race 9, number 7, Kawasaki Rose.
Kawasaki Rose, the best. Devonport on Tuesday. Race number 5, the Juvenile Graduation, first leg of the quaddie.
Shane, can't find a lot of depth in this race, and I don't think there's many winning hopes. Kinglock Warrior is my on-top pick. Russell Watts ran third in Hobart on Thursday night, clearly on top. 5 Impact Dino. Now, its form reads double 5, and I actually think it's got some ability watching the replay, so I put it in for second, and it might be big odds. 8 Sonic Fear was very well in the market at its debut run, and I see it's very well bred. It's out of one of the top line tier pups that are going around for Sonia Martin. I put it in for third, and I put in number 6, Said You Would. Got a bit of speed, you know, might be one of the likely leaders, got a rough chance. 7, 5, 8, and 6.
Race 6 on the card, leading chances drawn out wide.
Yeah, Shane, I'm pretty well convinced that a Golden Sage is a U-turn dog, not a circle dog. And look, if you go back a couple of runs ago, it ran second to Hellier Bolt. And then ran 7th in the final to Hellier Bolt. And I just think that's outstanding form. And to think that it's run 25.57 at Devonport, I think Golden Sage is the way to go. 8 to beat 7, breaking the law. 1 Take Up Harry was a good winner in Hobart recently. And 4 Rulla Lulu Keys. 8-7-1-4.
Race 7 on the card. Well, Oscar Ralph has been expensive for those that have been following him, but again looked desperately unlucky on Tuesday.
Yeah, Shane, he was working into the race and got a nice check, and he lost 3 or 4 lengths, and he balanced up and motored home. From box 1, I think he'll punch through, and I think he's the way to go. 8 Make a Cup, a clear second pick. Liked its win in Hobart 2 runs ago, running 26.35. Box 8 will not be a hindrance to it because it wants to get wide. 2 Miss Taylors for third and 5 Fast Turtle for fourth. 1, 8, 2, 5.
Yeah, I'd really like to know how long you worked on race 8.
I found this a very, very hard race, Shane. I went with the speed runners. I went with number 8, Callaway Ernie. Just thought from the draw he might be the way to go. Scoozaroo I put in for second, number 4. 3, Mega Nitro, and 1, Solar Crash. 8, 4, 3, and 1.
So the quaddy for Devonport on Tuesday, if I can turn the page, in the first leg, 7586, second leg, 8714, third leg, 1825, last leg, 8431. Your best in Launceston was after the quaddy. What about Devonport?
Yeah, it's exactly the same, Shane, and it's race 9, number 8, Red Nitro. Now, statistically-wise, he has to win. He ran 25.55. He ran unbelievable splits. He's come up with box 8. He'll zoom to the lead and he'll win. Stephen Hutt's done a very good job with this greyhound and he's gone back into a grade 5. He actually won his maiden last week and he went best of the day. He'll win again. Race 9, number 8, Red Nitro.
So we get the quaddy and then go bang, race 9, number 8, Red Nitro. And look out if it doesn't win. We'll catch you again next week, Rick.
Thanks, Shane.
Look forward to your company too on the Greyhound Show next Sunday morning.
Australia's racing radio service. This is Radio TAB.